On the cover, Light Show, Zodiac, and Sierra stand on the roof of the studio where Light Show films. They strike heroic poses and look down over the Protean City at night. Behind them, in the sky, a streak of colorful light falls somewhere in the distance.
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Light Show, the human disco ball.
My name is Zodiac, pretty champion of the cosmos, and the stars have aligned for me to kick your ass.
I'm Sierra Kyrust, and I wield my weakness.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 25, Lights in the Sky, Issue 1, Starfall.
We start with a panel that just shows the world. And like we can see the map of the American East Coast that we know Protean City is somewhere on. And there is just a sudden bright ray of incredible light. And this light is showing up in like oranges and reds and just like this enormous flashing beam coming from space. And then there's silence. And we just see the world just there. And a voice comes through in the comic and says,
"We've found her now. All we have to do is follow her trail, and the princess will be ours."
And the next shot we have shows the inside of a TV studio, where there are a whole bunch of grown-ass adults sitting and watching a really crappy soundstage on which is standing some ridiculousness.
Yes.
Light Show.
Yes.
Would you mind telling us about your new costume and show?
Okay. So Light Show is wearing I think he has in the past always worn a spandex bodysuit, but he is wearing, it's the same thing, but it has padding. Now it has like knee pads and shoulder pads and arm and like elbow pads. And like, they kind of just look a little bit like someone bought something at like a Kids R Us and like spray painted them. And then he has some like chest pieces and shoulder pieces and head pieces that are like clearish tinted or tinted plastic. And so he can create light inside them and they sort of glow. And he is currently standing inside a bunch, or on this stage, surrounded by a bunch of like waist-high cardboard buildings. There's a guy opposite him in a giant monster costume, and he's doing crazy hand motions at this monster, and then like sort of like extends his arms and shoots out his sort of like iconic beams of light. At this giant monster who kind of like does like flailing arms and falls over.
And that's a wrap on City Destruction Scene. Let's call it on in, take five. And like the people are starting to move in. They're helping out the dude who's dressed up like a giant monster because it's hard to stand up. And we have Light Show there. Like I think we probably get helmet off to really show it off. And
yeah.
We get like, you know, the editor's note, but like we get the caption for like Reggie Lightman Light Show.
Yeah. I think for this also, for the show, he's wearing like a full head cap.
Okay.
In real life, and when he's just heroing, he just wears sunglasses. And so he's taking that ticket off now.
Great. And so at that point, your phone starts. Would you buzz? Would you just light up?
Oh, it's on. It's like sound all the time.
Oh my god, how obnoxious is it?
Oh, it's obnoxious.
Is it his theme song?
Yeah, it's like a little like 8-bit like chiptunes MIDI version of his theme song.
Oh my god,
it plays in full every time it like he gets a text message.
I was gonna say this is a text. It's still okay.
Oh yeah, the whole thing. It really messes up production a lot.
Perfect. And then we get a little editor's note that says simultaneously. And we go to a sterile, very plain steel wall room. And Sierra.
Sup.
So what are you up to? What do you do when you have a little bit of time away from like your superhero team stuff?
Oh, I fall into YouTube super fast.
Okay.
I like to just binge click a lot of videos, you know. I like to just see what's going on, and I like to keep up with a lot of celebrity drama.
Okay.
But like, I don't like it. Like, I don't think it's cool, but I like to see I like to see them kind of suffer. You know what I mean? If it feels good. It's like that Schadenfreude feeling.
Yeah.
That.
There's like a really great Dylan Moon apology video.
Yep. That's right.
We're just doing horrific, horrific stuff.
Yeah, like when I was younger, I used to really like Dylan Moon.
Yeah.
But like as I got older, I started seeing that like Dylan Moon has really bad opinions.
Really
and
problematic.
And now that it's coming to get him, I'm like, yes, get him. I post on all the boards. I favorite all the comments. I'm like, yeah, that guy's a huge dick. You know, I live for that kind of stuff. I kind of, yes, I'm an internet troll.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, that's me.
So you're like watching videos, you're going through some things, and then a video pops up with an ad. And
impossible, because I obviously have the blocker on.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm like, what?
Well, that's weird enough
that's
already.
That's why
then.
I'm like, an ad.
Yeah. And I've got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You have a nemesis.
Yeah.
Their name is Farrah Geist.
That's correct.
So we have it's basically like an ad coming up from a woman that you immediately are able to like recognize, right?
Yeah.
Like you've tussled with Farrah Geist in some kind of form, probably from afar.
Oh yeah.
But like, it's like your doom senses start like ticking up, right? Like you feel just like bad looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does she look like?
Farrah Geist has, her hair sucks. Like, I don't like it, but a lot of people think it looks really good. It's, like, spiked in the front and flat on the top and, like, short in the back. Like, you know, like, people used to do their hair in high school kids, but, like, I think it looks terrible. And it's, like, real silver, so, like...
Nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. And how old is she?
She's gotta be fucking ain't. She's like 40.
40? That's dead.
Yeah, I'm like, she's. When I found out, like, I was looking it up and I was like, she's what? Oh my God.
And what race is Farrah?
Oh, I don't know. She looks white to me.
Okay. It shows her and, like, there's just, like, sappy music, like, In the Arms of an Angel style thing. Yeah, exactly. At the Institute for Better Care for Our Planet, we believe in leaving the world better every day. And every day, humans make things worse. We have to make the decision to all come together and make things safer and healthier and better. So join me, Protean City. Come down Saturday at 6 p.m. and we'll have our march and begin this. 6 p.m. is late for a march.
Sundown March. Sun looks really good. Where the march is planned, the sun's going to look real pretty by the water.
Yeah, that's actually nice. I like it. We'll watch the sun go down on a world that gets worse every day and start a world that gets better. And then there's like some like bad music and like a little graphic. And then you're right back to Dylan Moon. You get a text. And now we're going to cut over. And it's like 5 minutes earlier. And then like editor's note, we promise we're going to get these people together soon. You've got a hectic day.
Yeah.
Wait, you've got a move. Don't you an obligation move?
Oh,
I think you do.
When time has passed.
Yeah. And we're at the beginning. Let's make time pass. All right. So let's see that roll with mundane.
This buddy. It's 9.
Nice. Plus your mundane?
Plus my, what is my mundane? Is plus 3.
Oh, heck yes. Yeah, you are managed. You are thriving.
Just like
So oh what's that look like? Let's get a good panel of that.
Awesome. So what that looks like is her obligations are she's got her sister to take care of, she's got her schoolwork to do, she's got this job to do. This looks like Clarissa at home. Like I see her sitting in the living room, she's got school books open on the coffee table and her laptop open. So the tech support job is something that she kind of clocks into and does chat support. So she's multitasking those things while like she's got her sister at the table, like making sure she's doing her homework kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Takes a break to get up and like make them a snack and like make sure that she's eating something and that kind of, awesome. So it's the two of them kind of working in the same shared space, but she's just like got it all down. There's like music playing. Cause you see a little music notes coming from the thing. Cause it's chat support. She can do whatever she wants. Yeah. Nobody can hear her.
True.
Fantastic. She's just crushing it.
Yeah. Just crushing it every day. And so like Clarissa's sister, does she have a name?
Fern.
So Fern is like, she's supposed to be working on some homework, mm-hmm. on some math homework. And you see that she's kind of gotten distracted. And at the bottom of the page, there's like she's started to like draw something. She loves drawing and goofing around with stuff. And you can see that it is like a picture of her school and just this enormous bright light shining down from the heavens that is definitely this is definitely weird space stuff.
Yeah.
Like this is something you would be aware of.
Yeah.
This is a way that some people move from planet to planet, right?
Okay.
And like, there's like no question that is exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not the best at it, but looking at it, it comes
across. You're like, oh, fucking. Oh, but yeah.
If your parents saw it, they'd be like, weird line she drew there.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see it's got even the right colors and stuff.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I think like. As I'm moving around the room, like doing something and coming back, I see it and I'm kind of over her shoulder, like, what's that? That's not math.
She looks up and she goes like, my teacher told me that if I get halfway through an assignment, it's a good idea to take a break and take some time to stretch my mind. And so I'm taking some time to stretch my mind.
Oh. And she
kisses her finger and touches her head and goes, tss.
I love this kid. I mean, like, that's a really good idea, actually.
You should do that with your calling. No, yeah. you don't get calls. Yeah. It's typing.
Yeah.
You should do that with your typing.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like to get up and walk around and do some stretches. You know.
That's what I'm doing, just for my brain.
Okay, okay. So is that the school?
Yeah. This is the other day, you know how you were a little bit late to pick me up?
Yeah.
And there was this weird light and I kind of told my friends about it and they didn't really care or think it was real. So mm-hmm. I just thought maybe I would stretch my brain and try to draw it and see if I could come up and remember something different and see if it made more sense. You can see she's seeming like a little, it sounds like it's somebody told her to do that, probably like a guidance counselor or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like that parroted thing. Oh man. Okay, well, that sounds like a really good exercise to do. I don't think you didn't tell me about this when I picked you up. Was everybody okay?
Yeah, it was just out in the field above the playground. You know, there's the playground mm-hmm. and there's mm-hmm. the sledding hill that we go to mm-hmm. in winter. And above there, there's like, there's some, I don't know, I guess it's just grass. It was like up there, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you keep working on it. But if you want to talk to me about it, you can.
I'm not worried. It was just a weird light.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes that happens. The weather does all kinds of weird things to the sky. So.
She then puts her hands in like a bizarre robot stance and goes recharged, and she picks up her pencil and goes back to doing her math.
Just like, okay. that's Fern.
Yeah, she's not turning into a robot, to be clear.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just a little,
Just like, a little quirky. She's a kid. That's like, all right. Let me know when you're done with your homework, and then we'll start dinner.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a weird space thing. You know about this.
It's a weird space thing.
And so my assumption, the reason I was doing the text thing is I was being cheeky. And my assumption is you would reach out to your team if there was a weird space thing going on.
Yeah, so, I think letting her kind of go back to things and go back to the computer, like, hey guys.
Perfect. So we've got like all sorts of like split panels in your safe room, Cassie, in front of your computer with the kiddo there.
Could I take a picture of it? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Just like, can I? Yeah, ask her to take a picture and like. Yeah. Or like sneak one, just like while she's going back to her math.
If you ask her, she'll be very proud and hold it. Oh,
okay,
up for
cool.
It and smile.
Yes, that's so cute. Yeah.
And then back at the studio, so we've got like these split panels with communication.
There'd be at least one panel of Light Show talking to the producer, where he's just like, "Hey, I gotta go. A thing came up. I'll be back later. We could just reschedule the production. Don't worry about it."
No, we cannot do that.
And he's gone.
If that
and the door
didn't just... make me tens of dollars.
Yeah. We see the exit door like slam
shut. Yeah. Okay.
He's always doing that.
Yeah. So, text conversations are boring.
Mm-hmm.
So we can zoom ahead. Is this something you would want to investigate, or is this something that you'd be like, that's weird, and wait to see if something new happens?
I think I would wait.
Okay.
Because the impression I'm getting, it's a weird light thing that like implies someone has transported in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could try to investigate to see if something was left behind.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Let's give that a try.
Whole team together?
Yeah.
Let's go do this.
Cool. When are we going?
We're going.
Are you cutting school? Or is this after school?
I think at nighttime.
Yeah.
Nighttime?
After school. We all meet up after school. It's like 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You know, streetlights have just come on.
Mm-hmm.
Got that vibe going.
Nice. Maybe a little bit of fog, because that's always awesome.
Of course.
Do you have your cell phones for flashlights?
Yes, obviously.
You know it.
And also for texting people.
And also for texting. Yeah.
In case like we get in trouble, we got to call somebody.
Do kids know what flashlights are?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's called flashlight on your phone.
Yeah, got him.
I got it. We get a couple of panels that are just like very, you know, teen adventure comics that you're like, you know, doing the flashlight around and walking through the, going past like the school, which is obviously abandoned at 8 p.m. and heading towards the spot that there may have been a touchdown.
There's like a one panel or a couple panels each of our heroes, like using their phones to like look, like using them like flashlights to look. And then there's like a couple panels of Light Show, who is like, he's like, yeah, I'm looking. And he's actually on Instagram checking, like he had posted a picture, a selfie of himself with the guy, with the monster guy, being like filming the new season. And he's checking to see how many likes there are.
Yeah.
I am obsessed.
Got to pay a lot of attention to the interactions.
And he's updating like out hunting real villains tonight too.
Hashtag real villains?
Yeah, hashtag real villains.
Nice. Amazing.
Yeah.
The truth is that I am Light Show. That's why it's so easy for me to be like, oh, that's a hashtag right there.
Yeah.
So you come up, like you come to the sledding hill and get up. And like, I think we maybe even get like a memory panel of Clarissa and Fern like riding down the hill on sleds, because it's like adorable and cutesy, and the other company really likes those really cutesy panels, and so they wanted to have some of that in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are up at the top of the hill. Miss Zodiac,
what did you find, Glitter?
And that little like, there's like this little like dust black speck thing that like comes out, and it's bouncing around in the air a little bit. And it like spins around Chris's head a couple times and lands on her shoulder. So they light down on Clarissa's shoulder and go, "You were right. This is the markings of a teleportation."
Can we tell who teleported or how many people?
That's a little above my pay grade. I think that's magic above what Glitter does.
That's fair.
That might fall to you.
Okay. Ooh. Hmm. Well, let's look around and see if we can find anything. Maybe they left something behind.
Ooh, can I?
Or footprints.
So did we find like an impact site, like where something hit? Like, is there a crater, or is it just like, is there total?
Or like Rainbow Road,
like singed like grass?
What's coolest?
What do we like? All of them combined.
Do we want like, because we could do like a freaking crop circle up here. Like, what is the coolest thing for us?
As long
to be
as
in this
there's
comic?
A place that I could, like, we can identify, like, this is the spot.
Yeah.
I like smoldering grass or like a deep imprint that's like enough to be supernatural.
Yeah.
Like in like a 3-point stance.
I was right about to ask if it was like footprints. Is it a 3-point stance?
That's a superhero fall.
That's a superhero.
Yeah.
So we've got like a 3-point stance imprint in the ground that's like, you know, sunk a little bit into the
the
dirt even.
I think what Lightshow is going to try to do is, like, first of all, he puts his sunglasses on because it's nighttime.
It's nighttime.
And he's got to look cool. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of like looking at this area where clearly somebody landed, and he walks or like he does a couple paces around it, and he's like, hey guys, check this out. And what I want to try to do is like if this person rode in on light, can I amplify the like memory of the light that was there and try to like build up like a rough like silhouette of what they looked like of the light residue in the area?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't understand physics.
Damn,
is light controlled? There was powerful light here.
There was a lot of light here. Yeah. We have established the Protean City Comics has no understanding of how
science works.
That's fine.
All right, so go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
All right. 5, 6,
bless your freak.
7, 8, 9.
Cool. So you can either mark a condition, or I'll tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
It can be unstable or temporary. I think that's fine.
Okay. There are charged light photons that exist within that, like, they bind slightly to dark matter neutrinos, and because of that you're able to create from the memory of light.
Yeah.
Essentially,
he, like, maybe
everyone understands this is known.
He does like a lot of finger guns to shoot light,
of course,
and so like he kind of like pokes at it a little bit to like add some light to where like the light has faded from where the image used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And slowly that like those photon particles that were charged once, like, they re-hypercharge briefly.
Yeah.
So we get like a shape forming, and it is it's a tall shape that is, it's like a tall thin shape with graceful lines, and like it kind of has sleeves that hang down and long hair, and there's a moment where it just stays like that, and that's what you expect. Mm-hmm. Like, from basically it stood, it let off the particles, and then it should fade.
Yeah.
Instead, it starts sprinting into the forest.
Uh-oh.
At, like, high speeds. It is running full tilt. And it's, like, the memory of this and the power of the light is powerful enough that, like, that it is continuing to move.
Ooh.
And so it's sprinting out. What do you do?
That was not supposed to do that, I don't think.
Chase it!
Yeah, I think we should, like, follow that. That's my pitch, but, like, y'all, I'm going after it. So if y'all want to come,
I'm gone.
All right. Let's go.
So we've got a couple different things going on here. You've got impossible mobility.
Yeah.
Does that have to do with? Does that include like running real fast?
I think so.
You've got super speed.
I do.
You're running through the forest.
I'm just running through the forest. He's just like a normal kid in spandex.
Is there like a, because my like costume thing, the more I've been thinking about this, the more of a detail I wanted to add.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep doing it. This is my last one.
Don't worry.
So it's like street clothes, but like I imagine her wearing like a surgical mask that like can choose to either open and like I take in air or it's like pure filtration stability mode.
Cool.
So it's like that's how I control the Hulk kind of thing.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I take in a little bit and I'm taking off with homegirl over here. We are gassing it through the woods.
Is there a visible effect on, Sierra, when she takes in the power?
It hurts.
Okay.
It doesn't, it's like coughing and like, you know, it feels like it's like a rush of exhilaration.
Yeah.
The best that you won't understand, but like, if you're any familiar with Evangelion, it's like when you're linked with the Eva too much and you go berserk, it's like that where it hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, yeah, you know, but it's, yeah.
So like, there's like grimace primally, of pain. Is there like, yeah, is there like any visible change, like skin, like, or anything like that?
I think a little bit of, it's like veins and tension. Definitely a lot of tension in the body happening.
Because we just want to get that panel of the, like, you know, sprinting through the woods.
Oh, it totally is like I go into a runner stance and like click my little mask and it's like, and like my arms get a little bigger, my legs get a little bigger.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice. And Reggie's doing his best.
yeah. Keep up, nerd.
That run. And I'm off.
So I don't see actually either of the two of you having a hard time keeping up with this. It's going fast.
Yeah. Is it just a memory of light?
Or it's a memory of light, as far as you know.
That's wild.
I've never played that Kingdom Hearts, so y'all are going to have to go with me on this one.
Actually, Memory of Light is a Wheel of Time book. So
I don't read.
It doesn't involve any of this.
Perfect.
So we get these panels of the three of you like sprinting as hard as you can through the woods. Mm. And so like you're sprinting through the forest and you're able to keep up with it because you are very fast and you're superheroes. Mm-hmm. And you see it like it charges through underbrush in ways that don't quite make sense because like it just goes right through it in some places and it dodges in places that it doesn't have to, like just confirming that this is indeed the memory because, you know, forests change every day. Mm. And it stops as it gets to a clearing. It begins to walk slowly now. And it's just like taking its time going down this little bit of hill. And there is like kind of an out of place trailer, like a trailer home, mm-hmm. Just parked down there. And right now, all the lights are off. There's nothing inside it. But the memory of lights, like, approaches the door, puts its hand on it, and then fades out of existence.
Ooh.
Sierra runs to the trailer, like, right up behind it. Mm-hmm. You know, clicks the mask back on. We chill out a little bit. We take a breath. And then, like, I'm going to try to peek in through the windows.
Okay,
just cool. Like the little kid lean on my tippy toes. Because I'm not opening that door.
Okay,
I've seen enough movies to know that I don't open that door.
Why don't you roll to assess the situation?
So yeah. 7 plus minus 1, so 5.
Ooh, wait, 7 minus 1 is 7 minus 1 is 6, but still.
Yeah.
So you're peeking in through the window,
mm-hmm.
and a light just turns on right in your face. Like an actual honest to God old fashioned flashlight.
Oh shit.
And
wait, like not on a phone?
Not on a phone. Like an actual flashlight with like a handle.
Holy shit.
So weird. Must be like a mummy inside.
Yeah.
And there's a 40 year old mummy. And there's a voice from inside that just goes, "Hey, who's out there?" And you hear someone from inside like moving to their door and quickly.
I'm hiding. I'm like diving under. You said it's a mobile home?
Yeah.
I'm like sliding underneath.
Okay.
No, I'm not playing this game. I know how this movie ends.
Yeah. You're right there. Like you're in the clearing, I imagine, if nothing else.
I don't think I approached the home, mobile home yet. So like if there's still like a tree line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still on like in the tree line kind of like, oh, fuck.
And you're let's say you are arriving at this time and like you'll pull up next
like crashing through the trees.
How far was the distance, do you think? What would you say is how far was it?
Like how many steps? Are you like
a distance?
Asking me to,
was it like we run a half mile?
If I checked my Fitbit, not a half like mile. How many steps?
Yeah, like am I good for the day on
it
steps?
It was probably 200 feet.
Oh, damn. Okay. I shouldn't have guessed it. I could have just walked that.
Well, but you didn't know how far I was going to be.
Yeah.
But I think we maybe could even get the panel of like Reggie arriving and like you stopping him.
Yeah.
I think he actually like does check his Fitbit.
Where am I at? Oh.
Yeah.
How is it going? It's late in the day. Are you doing well?
It's pretty good, actually. I think he nails it, I think.
Cool.
He makes a point. Like, he's got to stay fit for his fans.
That's true, yeah.
And for the show. That's true. So, like, he's got to get those steps.
So, yeah. So, from where you are, the two of you can see the mobile home. You can see underneath the mobile home, and you can see your friend, like, hidden in the dirt beneath the mobile home. There's, like, a little bit, there's barely any space, but Sierra is, like, just stuffed right under there.
I squeezed it out.
And the door to the mobile home opens up, and you see what you can only describe as a gorgeous elementary school teacher. This guy, like, is all super put together, and, like, you take one look at him and you go, like, that's a teacher that works with kids. Like, he's got, like the button down shirt and, like, the sweater vest going on, and just, like, even, like, his hair is, like, long but kind of, like, a little, like, mm-hmm. unkempt, but, like, in a way that kind of looks, like, endearing. Mm-hmm. Like, you immediately picture him doing parent-teacher conferences, and, like, but he is just beautiful. And he just, like, comes up to the door, and he's got the light, and he's looking around, and he goes, listen, I don't have any money. I don't have anything you might want. Could you just leave me alone out into the night? What do you do?
I apologize.
You coming out? You climbing out?
I climb out.
Out.
I'm oh. like, it's my bad. It was me. I'm sorry. I looked in your window. It's my bad. I'm sorry. We were chasing. It's like a thing. There was like a light thing. You know, we're all heroes.
Yuriko. Just like pushes further into the woods.
So like, no, I'll give them away. Okay. I don't give them away, but I'm like, we're like heroes and we're on like an investigation. It's a whole thing. We're not like ding dong ditching or whatever. And I'm sorry. Like
And like we get a panel.
A deep little kid shrug of like, and I have nothing else to say.
I think we like you are covered in dirt yeah. and mud.
It's not a good
it's
look.
Not a
I'm like
good
Pig
look.
Pen from fucking Charlie Brown. Yeah,
and like, and you've got the mask on, so like you additionally just look like sick and sickly and not
oh,
good.
Oh no, my hands
I'm
are
a hero.
Up. We're all heroes here.
And he just kind of nods and looks out into the woods and doesn't see anybody immediately and goes, "Hey, listen, grab a chair if you want. Let me get you some hot chocolate or something. And you can. Looks like maybe your friends ditched you, and that sucks. Let me. Here, I'm gonna make some hot chocolate. I was gonna have some tea anyway." And he goes inside, and
yeah, just give me like 1 second, cause like I gotta tell my mom that I'm like out and stuff, and then I shoot them a text that's like, "Do I go in Y/N?"
Oh my god.
Like real slide, like off to the side. I'm like, do I go in?
One thing you can do oh. is pierce someone's mask, okay. which is a way to understand what someone's motives oh. are. Yeah, go ahead and roll
I'd
plus mundane.
To. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Ooh, okay.
I'm breaking even on that one, kids. Ha! We got nine. Let's
nine.
Go.
Nice. So you get to ask one question from the list.
How can I get your character to? I think I want to get him to... Can I get him to, like, not go in the house and just, like, we'll bang out a quick chat? Or is he already in there, like, fixing up Coco?
It would take almost nothing for him to not go in the house.
Okay.
So he's, I'm gonna, yeah. he's worried about you, it yeah. seems like.
No, I get that.
Like, it's still, like, yeah, like, yeah. he's, like, taking the next, like, step up. And, like, he's kind of, like, glancing back into the woods. He seems a little nervous. He seems a little on edge.
Okay.
But he would happily, like, he's got a couple lawn chairs out there. It looks like he had a fire earlier.
Okay. So how am I going to, I want him... How am I going to get him to, what I want to do is like, tell me like what he's been experiencing lately and you like know, what he's seen.
If you show that you're upset, that's what it, that like,
okay.
that will yeah, get to but, him immediately.
Okay, because I'm like, look, man, I'm really, like I do the little kid thing. Like, I'm really sorry about coming to your house. And I didn't mean to peek in your window. We saw, I swear, I was here and like, I'm a hero and I saw this thing right in your house. And I got so worried about you. She is bullshitting.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm so worried about you. And I was like, I have the power to stop this thing.
And he's just, he's turned around and like, he clearly looks completely out of his depth. Like, you know, people that are good with working with kids.
Yeah.
But have never been able to communicate successfully with a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is him all over. And so he looks like he's like, I have skills. Like he looks like he's like looking like almost like picking things from a toolbox that doesn't exist. And then he's like, hey, let's listen. Sit down. And like he just like kind of steps down and doesn't go in. The door is still open.
Yeah.
And he just like grabs one of the folding chairs and sits down in it and goes like, listen, you, it's okay. I get it. I was a kid once, and you know, when you're a kid, you run around and you get into trouble, and that's okay. And you're not in any trouble. It's just like you know, I'm just, it's dangerous. Like run around in the woods at night. Like, what if like you fell and like snapped an ankle or something?
Have you seen anything though? Like we saw this light thing. Have you seen lights shooting out of the sky and like? There's this crop circle like 200 feet from your house.
Yeah,
like,
he tenses the fuck up.
I knew it. I don't like that. She's been bullshitting this guy this whole time. I think that's when like, I don't know if we have like a whistle or something. We're like, I'm calling the squad. Where she's okay. Like, she just goes, ooh. I fucking knew it. And she immediately is like, woohoo! And
yeah,
like, you know, I call my squad yeah. over. Like, fuck this guy. I knew you were shady from the get go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I trust no adult. So I said, I've seen this movie too many times.
You know what I will say though? There is one thing that we have to do before then. We have to shift your labels.
What happened? What did I do?
Because he was talking about how. We all get into trouble and it's okay to have that happen. And like we all do and everything's fine. And he's lowering your danger and raising your mundane. It's normal to get into trouble.
So it's by what, one?
By one each. But you can, if you don't believe that about yourself, you can reject his influence and make a roll.
Oh, yeah. Can I? Is that possible?
Yeah.
I would love to do that because I'm like, oh, you're in danger now, MF. Because I'm, you know what I mean? I'm onto your game.
So to reject someone's influence, you roll just flat. You'd roll 2d6, and you're still hoping for that 7 plus and 10 plus.
Let's go.
That's an 8. Nice.
Fuck your influence. I'm a kid. I don't listen to you. You're not my dad.
So in a 7 to 9, you're going to pick one. Clear a condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove them wrong. Shift one label up and one down, your choice, or cancel their influence and take +1 forward against them. Clear a condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove them wrong.
So you'd like do something to prove dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you get to mark potential.
Just like whip out a lighter and you're like,
That's happening. So I walk to his door, like, which is, you know, if you're talking to somebody, you don't fucking know them. Like, yeah. Making a move is already threatening. I walk to his door and I pull it off the fucking hinges. And I'm like, look, man, me and my squad saw somebody of light or something run into this house. And like, you're going to tell me exactly what it is or what you know about that and these crop things or whatever. Because like, you're the only person living out here. And so clearly, you know something. Don't play with me. I don't want to know your sweater vest routine. Okay, this isn't a game. We're all like really strong. I got my people in the woods. You do not want to fuck with this.
Are we going to go?
Yeah. So
at this point.
So I think at this point, it's a good time.
Yeah, what does our entry look like?
Well,
yeah.
So I don't want to go out there in my civilian.
No,
she has already revealed that we are heroes. So I've got to transform into Zodiac.
Yes.
So that has to happen, and then we can like come out of the woods that way.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yes.
What does it look like? Is it like real bright?
Yes.
It's nighttime. That's why I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That good satisfaction.
Yeah.
Of like a beam from the woods.
Just like bright light and like. Sparkles and shit, and yes. It's just, but it's like a real quick, like it's not the whole time. You just see this like, and then just like
fireworks.
Yeah,
while I'm just waiting.
You're just like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah,
and
I think, I mean, Light Show doesn't like transform, obviously, mm-hmm. but like he has this costume that like he can pump light into his chest, and like he kind of gets Tron lines all around it as he like starts to light up, and then he has like disco ball effects, like a light, like there's points of light. Everywhere that just sort of like move in circles around him, like hitting the trees and stuff.
Cool.
Nice. That he just kind of keeps going as like a basic thing as he. So like these two like bright bursts of light happen next to each other.
That's scary.
That is intimidating.
Yeah. And just two kids come out of the woods.
As the third kid rips a door off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy is freaked out. He like pushes his, he knocks over his folding chair and like steps up and just like has hands up and is like, listen, I don't have anything. Like, take what you need to take. I've got nothing. And you can see he's like, he's about to dart. What do you do?
I think I want to try to like calm him down.
Okay.
Like, this is, you don't get alarmed. You know, we're not here to hurt you. We're not here to take anything. We're superheroes and we are just trying to figure out what is going on out here.
And like he looks to you with kind of like wide eyes that look like really wide eyes, like he's taking everything in. And he says, it's a school night. I was watching Wheel or No Wheel.
Why were all your lights off then?
Because I'm trying to save electricity and help the environment.
She just goes and walks away. And this is like her moment of like, I need a second. She needs to breathe a little bit. Back off.
Is she going into the mobile home or
No. She was blocking the door.
Okay.
So he couldn't run inside and like barricade himself. But now she's kind of like just sitting on his little like steps to the mobile home.
So I think, do you want to do something? I think Lycho would like kind of like step up to him.
Yeah.
And Lycho is really not tall.
Yeah.
He's like average teenage height.
This guy's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he just kind of steps up and is just like, so did you, before like tonight, did you see any interesting light shows around here?
Are you trying to drop your name or are you trying to get information?
A little of both. Why can't I do both? He kind of like, hey, kind of, and he kind of looks for a sec, like, is he putting it together? Does he know who I am?
He's not putting it together at all. He has no freaking idea.
But also, did he see a light show the previous night?
And he goes, there were fireworks on the 4th of July, which is, of course, an absurd thing for someone to say in the middle of March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, a couple nights ago, I think it was. I think something fell from the sky was what it looked like. You don't remember that?
Like right a lightning here. Storm? Which, again,
did you
is
see
an absurd
a lightning storm?
Thing to say.
Can I pierce this guy's mask?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Whoa.
Plus mundane.
Oh God. It's not going to go well. My mundane's -1.
Oh, buddy. I should be doing this.
That's not bad.
6.
That's a 6. So you can spend team. You have some team. You start with one team. For if one of you helps Reggie out, you could bump it to a 7. Or you could just accept that it's a 6 and move on from there. Either way.
I could help you out.
Yeah. Okay. What's that look like?
So.
Get a little too absorbed in the name dropping.
I think there's like
a little less focused on the getting information.
There's part. like a hand on his shoulder, just like okay, but just like did you see a lightning storm? I don't think that happens in this season. Was there anything strange that you can remember?
Nice. So you got a 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. So you can ask one question.
Okay. How can I get your character to tell us about what they saw?
It's going to be tough to get him to tell you what he saw because he came down in a beam of light.
Oh!
Sorry. And he's not going to want to tell you that.
Okay.
And so, like, that was him. Mm-hmm. And it will ruin everything he is trying to do.
Okay.
If he tells you.
Okay.
Hot teachers don't just live in the woods. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. So do I?
You can see that he's fully obstinate.
Yeah.
You know it's a teleportation thing.
Okay.
And this is a guy living in the middle of the woods who has no idea who Light Show is.
Okay,
who the fuck lives in Protean City and doesn't know who Light Show is?
And also, like, you live in a small trailer. You're just watching TV all the time. You don't know Light Show.
Yeah, in the dark, this guy is an alien of some kind.
Yeah.
There is no question. Yeah. He came from space.
Yeah. And so I think that's gonna like kind of all click, and he's just gonna be like, he's gonna put up a finger and just be like, one second, hang on. And he's going to turn around and he's just kind of like kind of whisper to Zodiac to be like, this guy doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know who Light Show is. He's got to be an alien. Like, there's nobody. There's nobody who doesn't know.
I mean, listen, some aliens know who Light Show is, so let's not generalize here.
All right, that's fair. It's probably out there.
Sierra's in the background just doing this. And if it's just a deep, it's just like, I told you.
So like,
I told.
So like, what are we gonna do? How do you want to handle this? Like, I know that aliens are kind of your deep spaces, kind of your stuff.
Mm. All right. Well, let's not scare him off.
Okay, I'll let you take lead.
Sure. Okay. We'll just get out of our little huddle.
Yeah, he is sprinting away from you.
Oh, no,
he has turned around and is sprinting.
God damn it!
He's not super speed.
Yeah.
But he is sprinting, and he's got long legs.
So what I wanted to do before he ran off was sort of offer a gentle approach. So now all I'm thinking about is tackling him and then offering a gentle approach. Can we help you do something? Are you okay? As he's sprawled up.
So that is an option.
You know,
And then I will ask the question is, if you do that, are you trying to hurt him or just stop him? Because those are two different things.
Yeah. So I think as much as it would be cool to look around this trailer or something. Mm-hmm. I think the instinct is to chase him and tackle him to the ground. Absolutely.
Cool. Are you trying to like take him the hell down, or are you trying to just
restrain
him?
No, I don't
want to
hurt him.
Okay.
Yeah, just restrain him because I don't think it's malicious, whatever's happening. That's not my first instinct.
Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
That uses freak.
Superhero shit. Oh, give me that good.
Is negative one. That's a four.
You are awesome. Amazing. And cool. So we get a couple panels of you like just like flipping and jumping after him using your impossible mobility. And he just keeps speeding up faster and faster and is just like makes just an enormous jumping leap and like lands on a high branch and is jumping from branch to branch. He's in the woods and he's making high speed just like jumping in the treetops.
Nice.
He might be gone.
Okay.
It would take something. It would take something pretty stupendous to catch up with him.
Okay. Oh my god.
I will say, you do have stupendous options.
I do have stupendous options.
I'm not saying you have to.
I think of Sierra as someone who's like, I'm gonna die, but like, I'm not trying to rush it. But like, if we gotta go. Like, this is what I signed up for. Hero shit. So I think she's totally going to go for the Hulk jump or throw something at him slash
what are you
going to
do?
So I want to go for a combination superhero slash anime. So I want to take Zodiac and I want to take Light Show and I want to take them by the arms, spin and throw them at him.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
You know what I mean?
I think that will be overexerting yourself.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. No, this is what we're talking about here. I'm willing to, we're going all out here. We're busting it.
Go ahead and mark that doom track.
Oh, yeah, girl.
And then roll to unleash your powers.
So she calls out. She's like, give me your hands. Grabs them, spins, hucks, like, boom, bullet throws them toward the tree line. Come on, baby.
I ship it.
That's a 9.
A 9. All right. Very nice. So you can either mark a condition or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
What do you mean condition?
So the conditions are afraid, angry. It's those things right there.
Okay.
They're kind of like your HP. If you have all of them marked and you mark another, then you are taken out of the fight.
I'm afraid. I'm throwing my friends. But like I really want to catch him.
Okay.
They also you don't necessarily need to act afraid.
Yeah.
But it's like a feeling that's deep inside.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because like I know I'm willing to go for this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is my whole bag of being like, I'll do what it takes. I don't want to, but like, well, if we got to stop them, like, and I'm kind of putting that on my friends. You know, I'm gunning you guys toward a fucking tree line. I know you're strong as F, but you're just like,
oh, I'm gonna get broke.
You're a fucking kid in a suit. So I'm kind of banking on like Zodiac kind of takes care of you because she's real strong. So I'm like, I do it and I whip him towards, because he stopped. He's jumping from tree to tree, or he just landed like a gargoyle.
He landed like a gargoyle and now is jumping from tree to tree.
All right, yeah, I'm whipping him. I trust in you guys' abilities. Cool. You know, I say like, believe in yourself or something really stupid, because I'm like, I'm so fucking sorry.
I'm sorry.
I think that there is also like right in the moment before you throw us, like you're like, hey, grab my hands, and Light Show is just like, yeah. Like, yeah, sure, like, sure. I'm down for whatever plan. And then he realizes what you're going to do, and then there's just, like, look of panic.
I'd spin, like, a shot put spin with both of you and just whip you, foof, like, you know.
So you're flying through, both of you are flying through the air. Like, we've got, like, the good fastball special look, except we've got anime lines coming all around the two of you. Yeah. I know a thing.
Which Light Show is making.
Yeah.
Like, perfect. Because he's flying through the air.
Yeah.
If he's gonna hit a tree and break his spine, it's going to look cool.
Yeah.
Someone get a good Instagram out of this. Yeah. Just like,
Takes a selfie. Flying hashtag.
So Glitter is in like the back of just beneath like the collar of your shirt, and they go,
uh-oh, they're gathering power again, they're gonna jump,
like, you know, using one of their big space jumps, but you are flying into the trees,
right? Like, well, I'm in midair, Glitter, so continue at velocity, I suppose.
Okay.
Couldn't have told me this before we left the ground.
He wasn't charging yet.
Thank you, Glitter. Thank you for trying.
What do you do? I put you in a dangerous position.
That's okay. I think, see this thing through. Do we, can we tackle this guy?
Do you want to tackle this guy?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
I'm not afraid of going into space.
Oh my
god. Let's go.
It didn't even occur to me. I'm so excited. Okay. I think at this point it sounds like you're like straight tackling him, right? Like you're taking him the hell
you're
down.
Like spearing him.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat.
Okay. What is that plus?
So that is plus danger.
That's a 4 again. And I switched my dice.
We get the shot of you jumping and you wrap your arms around his waist. And the two of you are falling, and then there is an enormous beam of iridescent red and orange light. You and this alien elementary teacher disappear moments before hitting the forest floor.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll Podcast Network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Zodiac is played by Megan Dornbrock, who can be found on Twitter at Meg Lish. Megan hosts the Modifier Podcast, which can be found on Twitter at Modifier Podcast. Sierra Kyrust is played by Aaron Catano Saez, who can be found on Twitter at Aaron Catano Saez. Aaron co-hosts the All My Fantasy Children podcast, which can be found on Twitter at AMFC_podcast. Light Show was played by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at And The Meltdowns. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.